Blog Talk Radio.
Gospel, the angelic gospel singer, and the song that I'm going to spotlight tonight, going to go along with my study tonight, it says, you're going to reap just what you sow. I want y'all to listen at that. You're going to reap just what you sow. Oh, my God. So we thank God, Mr. Margaret, for that song. Very powerful song then, and it still lives to this very day. And very much true. And that what we're going to find out that tonight in tonight's study. I got a little announcement I want to make. Like I told y'all that in this area, we don't have a lot of the churches that are not are back in the sanctuary. So it's not a whole lot of announcement that we have as far as the church announcements right now. But I will just give y'all an announcement from my home church. And we have been back in the sanctuary ever since the 4th of July. We went back in on the first Sunday. It was the 4th of July, and then we've been back ever since. You know, I would like to just make the announcement that everything has been so far so good. And we have been having some tremendous services, very powerful services. My pastor, Reverend Christopher Williams, have been preaching some word. And mind you, the choir members that we have in the choir stand, that few that are singing still, they have been really, really singing. So we are thanking God for that much, as well as it is. I want to say that also this Sunday that we are be having Senior Citizen Day at my church. And then we already started, the Sunday school starts at 9:45, and then we're going into the church services at 11. So we just want to say to those of you that are local, and even those of you that are not local, if you just happen to be that way over in Cumberland, Georgia, just feel free to stop by any of y'all Missionary Baptist Church and join us again for Senior Citizen Day. Good evening, Elson Jacob. Thank God for you. Glad you was able to make it. All right, y'all, those are the only announcements I have. And like I said, tonight we were going to be coming from the book of the letter of Paul to get to the Galatians, 6th chapter, Galatians 6. So as usual, I'm going to let the technology work for us. So y'all keep your ears on, pay attention, if you please. Please, ma'am, please, sir.
Galatians 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not.
Amen. We're going to stop it right there, y'all. We're going to stop it right there. And I'm going to restate something that scripture reading tonight. I want y'all to pay close attention to this. I know a lot of us, we always pay attention to that, the reap what was sow part. Now, if I just had to just get a topic for tonight's study, it would be this. If I just had to have one, it would be this. It's coming up again. It's coming up again. Now, I want y'all to understand something. Yeah, I want you to, I'm going back to this. I want to reiterate something. Say, do say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. All right. All right. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We know that. But let's read a little further. For he that soweth unto his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Here now, this is part of what I'm telling you about is coming up again. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in the due season we shall reap if we faint. It's coming up again, my brothers and sisters. The Apostle Paul here is talking to the people of Galatia, the church of Galatia, the saint of Galatia. And in the opening of this particular passage in this letter, he said, first of all, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, and that could be any of us, because all of us got fault. Damn it, all of us got fault. But if one be overtaken in a fault, he didn't say everybody go to that person. He did not say that anybody could go to that person and try to do anything with that person. No. He said, you that are spiritual, go to that person. See, now you ain't got no spirituality. You ain't got no business approaching nobody anyway. But if you notice what he said, you got to be spiritual. But even the spiritual must do it with the spirit of meekness. Considering your own self, y'all. See, when we get to thinking that we are doing something, some of us, we think that, oh, my Lord, can't nobody do that but me. When you get to thinking like that, you're thinking too much of yourself. Think you are the only one that can do something. I dare you to die. God's church will go on with or without me, the man. But if I'm here, I might as well do my duty. That's a different story. But when you get to thinking that you are the only somebody that can do, you got people that's in your churches, in your local churches, they think that they are the only one that can do this or that or this. No. It's somebody else can do. Somebody else can do it even better than you. People just ain't ran up on them yet. But see, this is what the Apostle Paul is teaching right here in the Church of Galatia, letting them know that whatever you're going to reap, just what you sow. See, a lot of times we get the feeling that people are doing us wrong and everything, nothing is going right. And we feel that, you know, it's everybody's fault but ours. But, honey, if you would listen, if you look over your and do inventory, if you would do a self-inventory of your life, you will see that some of the stuff that you are going through is because you are reaping what you have sown. That's all it is. It ain't the devil. You know, we want to blame the devil for everything, but everything ain't the devil. Most of the time it's you and me. But the Apostle Paul said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. In other words, my brothers and sisters, God is not going to be made a fool out of. You ain't going to make a fool out of God. God is looking at what you do, and he sees that your day is coming. And he tells you, don't be deceived. You ain't got to be where. Don't be fooled. You, a person, going to reap just what they sow. Now, that can be good and bad, y'all. Let us get that straight. That don't necessarily mean everything got to be bad. If you sow good seed, you will reap a good harvest. If you sow bad seed, you're going to get a bad harvest. Either way, you're going to get a harvest. You're going to reap what you sow. And the Sister Margaret Ellison in the Spotlight song, the 90 Quartet song, she had a lyric in her song to reap what you sow. So what you plant surely will grow. So in other words, don't blame me. of your downfall and your shortcomings when you are reaping what you have sown. Because, see, you planted those. You planted them seeds, so you're going to get the harvest from them seeds. And life is like a boomerang. Y'all know what a boomerang, if you was a child on Christ, so you played with one at one time or another. When you take a boomerang, you throw it out there. That boomerang whirls, and it comes back to the one that throwed it out there. It don't come back to the person next to you. It comes back to you. You will reap, my brothers and sisters, just what you sow. And the Apostle Paul, he went to this letter to the Galatians, he was telling them, he was letting them know that whatever it is, sow to the Spirit. If you do that, you will reap the everlasting life. But if you sow to this old flesh, you're going to reap corruption. You're going to be damned. And you're going to be doomed to a burning hell. That's what's going to happen. My brothers and sisters, we need to strive. And like I said, these are a few minutes that I have in this Bible study. Like I said, I've been doing it ever since, I believe, perhaps even back as far as, I want to say 2009. I want to say 2009 because I know it's been about 13 years. I'm trying to see that what you said dude, right now, Jack. Yeah, you're going to reap what you sow. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what you better do. Sow good seed because you're definitely going to reap it. One way or the other, either way. See, you might as well get good because no matter which way you go, it's coming back to you. Whatever you do, if you sow bad seed, you're still going to get a harvest for that. It's just like I tell people, you may cause many men to shed some tears, and I have to cry. But remember, that's the seed. On your way home, honey, you better stop by the drugstore and buy you some handkerchief because you got some crying that you're going to do. Because, see, you made somebody else cry, you're going to get that same medicine that's going to come right back to you. Y'all always should try to do good, and that's why the Apostle Paul in the letter here to Galatians, he tells them to don't be weary in well-doing, because if you don't faint in due season, you will reap the goodness from your seed. You will get a harvest. Don't faint. But it's due season what we don't want to wait on, y'all. That due season is what gets a lot of us. We say, Lord, when are we going to do this? When are you going to do that? When? And I always tell people God's going to do it in his timing. You see, God is never late and he's never early. God knows all things. He knows it before the foundation of the world. He already knows when to move. We don't, and therefore we are impatient. We want everybody to do what we want them to do. But the Bible tells us, like I said in tonight's study, that in the Church of Galatia, I'm quite sure they were dealing with this issue. If they had not been dealing with this issue of anxiety, Paul would have never wrote this letter in the fashion that he wrote it. But he was saying, don't be deceived. In other words, honey, don't fool yourself. God ain't mad. And you might think you're getting away, but you're getting by. A lot of us have been getting by for a lot of years. But if you notice things now, when you do stuff, it used to take a long time before it'll come back to you. But right now, you could treat me wrong in the kitchen, but before you get to the bathroom, you don't reap what you sow. That is a known fact. It comes quickly now. I believe it because the time is fast approaching, y'all. It's getting late in the evening. And as the old song say, and the sun is surely going down. And we must get ourselves in together and get our act together, y'all, if we're going to be with Christ and throughout eternity, if we're going to be in the new Jerusalem, if we're going to be in that new world that is to come. God is going to refresh all things. He's going to refresh all things. So that's how come we should not be weary, Sister Dagger, like you wrote there in that comment. Always try to do the right thing. And I guarantee you, the right will always come to you. But now I want to tell you and Brother Hammerman something, and everybody else there who might be on this call or in the lobby. The thing about it, I want to let you know something, that the people that you do the most for, those are the ones that are going to give you your day behind the kiss most of the time. Let me say that again. The people that you do the most for, most of the time, those are the ones, don't you expect your harvest to come back from the people that you do for. God will make it come from somewhere else. God will bring, he will make your enemies your footstool. But our problem is we don't trust the Lord to do what he said. We don't believe that God will do what he said. Because if we did, and I don't mean to get off the subject matter, because it really is on the subject. That's why people don't tithe, because they don't believe God will give it back to them. That's right. That's why they don't tithe, because they don't have faith that God will give it back to them. But did he just say you reap what you sow? Well, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. The tithe don't belong to you no way. When you don't tithe, you are stealing. The tithe belongs to God. Really, everything belongs to him. But he allows you to keep the 90. But we won't give him his dime. So then we wonder, why are we reaping what we sow? Why are we not reaping great harvests? Well, because you are not doing right. You're robbing God. The Bible said, will a man rob God? Amen. You got to depend on God, like he said, for your blessing. That's right, Sister Day. We depend on God for our blessing. We do what he say do, regardless. And if we do that, we all rest assured this the scripture tonight where we read will kick in. You will reap just what you sow. This was what was wrong with the children of Israel. God said, bring all the tithe that there might be meat in mine house. And see and prove me. This is the only time God ever tells anybody to prove him is when it came to money. He said, prove me that I would not open the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you won't even have room enough to receive. Why is that? Why is God going to pull you out a blessing so much that you won't have room enough to receive it all? It is because when he does that, he don't want you to try to consume it all on your own selfish self. He be doing that so you can help and let it overflow to somebody else. This is what the Apostle Paul had paid real well. Do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we don't faint. In other words, let us not, y'all, forget. Don't give up, because good habits. In other words, Pastor Paul had told us in all sorts of letters that corrupt habits spoil. In other words, when you know corrupt cops, and you get around bad talking people, you can have certain people in your life that you don't need to be around. They don't have no kind of spirituality. They only talk negative. They are never going to tell you nothing right to do. They will have you acting just like them if you are not careful. If you are not careful. So in other words, my brothers and sisters, don't be deceived. You can't be around that type of company and expect to be blessed. Because they're going to have you acting just as stupid as they're going to act. Truth there, y'all. That's the truth. That's the gospel. So my brothers and sisters, as always, I wish sometime that, you know, that we could interact in these Bible studies. So I would love to give y'all an opportunity to voice your opinion and everything. But like I said, it ain't no harm in voicing your opinion, but it's God's word that it's going to stand. And right here tonight in Galatians, Paul has totally warned all of us that we shall reap exactly what we sow. Make no doubt about it. Don't think you're going to get away from it. So whether it be good or bad, whatever you plant, will grow. You don't go out there and plant tomatoes and go out there and think you're going to pick up cucumbers. It don't work that way. Whatever you plant, that's what's going to grow. Your harvest is going to be. So if you want people to like you, you must like other people. Well, you got to produce something. See, that's what I tell people. They come out, don't nobody like me. I said, check your love walk. There got to be a reason why nobody likes you. It's because you don't like nobody. Some people, if you notice that everybody they meet, they got a problem with. I can't stand so-and-so. It ain't that she ever did anything to her, but it's just something about her. I just can't stand. Well, there you go. You reap what you sow, so that's why people don't like you. Oh, you don't like nobody. My brothers, too, we fit in the same category. So, y'all, let us not become weary in well-doing. And I want to say right here, we shall reap if we don't faint. We shall reap if we don't faint. And one day we will reap eternal life. And that is fast coming, y'all. This world's in a dive. We are going toward the refreshing of all things, and all the saints of God should be glad about it. You should be glad we are headed that way, because God is just about to get ready to refresh this whole system of things. And this here form of word that we are accustomed to, it will be no more. And the devil will be no more. Can y'all imagine a land and a place in an existence where there is no devil? Oh, that good enough for me right there to want to do right. Just to get rid of the devil. He can't do no more harm to you no more. So y'all, let us keep this here in mind. And we want to say right here, Sister Jack and Brother Hellman, we thank y'all for your support. Believe it or not, it's never overlooked. It's never overlooked. And anybody else that's on the line out there in the cyber land, and other words, a lot of you that I know that check out these videos and the Bible study that I do, and I know it because y'all send me comments on YouTube and whatnot. So I know some more people are watching. But it ain't about watching and listening to this Minuteman. It is about the Word of God. It's about the Word of God. It ain't about me. It ain't about me. It's about the Word. And so, like I said, I want everybody to remember that many men have been doing these Bible studies now for hand running for about a little over 13 years of hand running. And he doesn't intend on stopping until the Lord says stop. Or Jesus comes, whichever comes first. If the Lord stopped me, then I'll be stopped. If Jesus come, I still will be stopped. But we're going to keep proclaiming this gospel until he come again, or until I have to lay my head down in death. Because two things to show y'all, we did not come here to stay. We got to transition out of these bodies. In order to be with him in the new world, we got to transition out of these bodies. But don't we have been assured that everything is going to be all right. Apostle Paul said it. You will reap just what you sow. So, brother, have a man, Sister Jack, we thank you. God know we do. Keep on proclaiming the word. Whomever you meet, tell them about the Lord. People need to know the Lord, whether they realize it or not. Tell them whether they want to hear it or not. It's a way you can do it. Do it in love. But you got to tell the truth. You must tell the truth, because you are going to be held responsible and accountable. In that day of judgment, you will be accountable for what you tell people or don't do. A lot of us are going to miss it because of omission. Omission of not doing things what we should do. Not doing this so necessary commission of sin. Because all sin was forgiven by Christ. But everybody don't receive it because they will not reach out and accept the free gift. But remember, Apostle Paul told us we will reap just what we sow. So we thank God for you, Sister Jack and Brother Hammerman, and God know we're looking forward to seeing y'all again on the next broadcast. And everybody that's out there in Cyberland, we still say the same thing. So to God be the glory, and we're going to end this here broadcast in the proper way. Now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people henceforth, now forevermore. that everybody say amen. And y'all be blessed and have a good night.